gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Good Friday to you, everybody. It's a Friday here in August, and guess what? Polls, 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 polls. Yep, that's what everybody's concerned about now. 1%, 2%, 3%, doesn't matter how much you got as long as you're on the poll list somewhere. The Iowa State Fair is in full swing. Almost every presidential hopeful has a booth on the midway. After that, get ready, because you're going to start seeing them wearing flannel shirts and suspenders, because they're going to be up in New Hampshire. Oh, guess what? Secretary of State John Kerry opened up the Cuban embassy today. Yep, they flew the flag for the first time since 1961. Yeah, cigars for everybody. Well, not really, because they're only allowed to still bring $100 worth of cigars back, so don't start planning your trip just yet. Oil is falling to six-year lows, but at the price of $42.44 a barrel, it's still higher than President Barack Hussein Obama's approval rating. Well, here's someone whose stock is always up and always has a fantastic approval rating, your host, Christopher Hart.
For a minute there, I was wondering who you were talking about. I was looking around. Somebody else in here? All right, yeah, old John Kerry's opened up a big old can of worms along with this president, man. But we'll get to that here shortly. Welcome to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And once again, we are coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the very best in mercury free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. That's right. That was Dr. K, Dr. Ken V. Heck. It's Friday, so Dr. K is here today. And I am Christopher Hart, and in the studio with us today, we have an old friend. That'd be Ed Reardon of the Honor Flight, and he's brought a friend of his, and that would be Jennifer Wagner, who's the director of marketing of Honor Flight. And we'll get to that here in just a moment. Jeff Sinis, once again, is sitting in for Nick, who's on vacation. So Jeff's on the bridge tonight. If you want to give us a call at 407-774-8255. And I must admit, folks, I'm here a bit ill-prepared tonight. Usually I come in here and we've got an outline. I've got, notes and an outline. And we don't work from a script, but I have an outline and notes and didn't get that done today, so I apologize. So for some times during the show I seem a little bit lost, it's because my mind is kind of in a different place right now. You heard me talking about my little kitty cat Cinnamon last night. Well, she had a little turn for the worse overnight, and she left me today. And so it's a good thing old Dr. K is here.
Yeah.
The skull doctor.
We can work on that. Hey, anytime you lose a loved one, it's tough.
And
our pets become family. They are as important to us as if they were our children.
I think it's the unconditional love. I was thinking about it driving over here a little while ago. It's the unconditional love that they give us.
Yeah.
And
even for cats. Because they're tough, you got to admit. They got a little mind of their own.
Well, I like to tell people that she wasn't my cat; I was her human being.
Right. Well, that's usually the way it works with them, right? They kind of pick you; you don't pick them.
And this little kitty cat, she literally walked into my life one day. I mean, she was like across the street meowing. So of course, I meow back at her. Right? I'm not going to let a cat meow at me and get away with it. So I meow back at her, and she comes over, and we get acquainted, start feeding her. Next thing I know, I'm owned by a cat.
You're being owned by a cat.
But she gave me 9 good years of love and adoration, and she was just, she was a real, real dear friend, and I'm going to miss her a lot. So it's a good thing that I'm surrounded by friends tonight, because I sure need them.
Well, don't you worry. We're here.
All right. And we're going to do the show.
Yep.
So Ed, it's been a while since we've seen you. How are things over at Honor Flight?
Well, I can't thank you enough for having us out, you know, giving us a chance to talk once again about our mission. And, you know, we are blessed to be able to take 150 veterans on three flights this year. And so since our founding in late 2012, when we conclude this calendar year, Chris, we will have taken 600 Central Florida veterans up to Washington, D.C. to view and reflect at their memorials.
You know, oftentimes I don't think we think enough about how many veterans that served in World War II in Korea actually still live here in Central Florida. Because, you know, Florida, of course, being sort of a retirement state, if you will, we have a lot of veterans who live here. And there may actually be some out there who haven't gone on the Honor Flight yet. So tell folks how they can find out more about Honor Flight and help you out. Jennifer, well, first of all, Jennifer Wagner, thanks for being here today as well.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you being in here. Well, first of all, let me just ask you a couple of questions. How long have you been with Honor Flight, and how did you get involved with Honor Flight?
Initially, I got involved from Honor Flight. I was invited to come to the airport to welcome home veterans. And I thought, well, that sounds like fun. And I went to the Orlando International Airport and was absolutely shocked. At 10 o'clock at night, there were almost 300 people there.
Yeah.
It blew me away. And yeah. I thought, wow, this is awesome. And as the vets came in, when they got back in to Orlando, seeing the cheering and the band playing and all the dignitaries and the vets coming home and from their trip to D.C., and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. And it was just an amazing experience.
So you were hooked.
I was hooked. Well, I've got a lot of history of veterans in my family. My grandmother had 21 children. Yeah, my great-grandmother, I should say. One more generation up there. And I don't know how they did that. That's how they did it back then.
I think they still do it the same way.
Just not as frequently.
Pretty much.
But her firstborn, my great-uncle Lucius, was in World War I and lost his life in World War I. And her last child, the 21st child, my great-uncle, Owen, he died on a suicide mission in World War II. Wow. My grandfather was in the Korean War. My uncle was in Nam. Cousins were in Nam. My oldest son went to Valley Forge Military College in Wayne, Pennsylvania, was a sergeant first class there and is going into the service. So I guess you can say I have a little bit of a affinity for the military.
I guess you do. And so then you decided to become more involved rather than just going out to welcome them back, I take it.
Yeah, I did. I didn't know about Honor Flight, and I would have loved to have taken my grandfather on an Honor Flight. He was in the Korean War. He would have loved it. And I thought, what an opportunity, and I wanted to get involved for those that are still with us that we need to honor for their service.
So how do people help you out?
Well, they can help us out by going to our website, www.honorflightcentralflorida.org, and you can find all kinds of information there. Like Ed said, we've had three flights this year. They can honor us by giving us a donation and honor the vets, or they can be a guardian, or a veteran themselves. They can come on a flight.
And, of course, the guardian goes with the veterans on the flight.
Guardian goes with the veterans on the flight, and they're their buddy for the day.
And that's honorflightcentralflorida.org. And you got a couple flights coming up pretty soon, too, don't you, Ed?
Yes, we do. September 12th and October 24th.
How come two flights?
Well, it was at the outset of the year, we decided that we wanted to take at least 150 veterans this year. So we have 50 on each flight. When we had one flight in May. So that will allow us to take 150 this year and keep increasing that number. I would have liked to have seen it been 200, and we may still add another flight if we're lucky enough and if we have a backlog of veterans that want to go.
And are they going to fly out of OIA?
We will be flying commercially on Southwest Airlines out of Orlando International Airport. Yep.
And September 12th, they're all on Saturdays, right?
They're all on Saturdays. We're an all-volunteer group. Everybody's got full-time jobs otherwise, so we kind of have to go on Saturday.
Right. So, it's my laundry day, believe me. The 12th, do you have enough escorts, guardians?
We can always use folks that would like to be guardians on the trip. I think we may very well be close to being full on the September flight, but that flight in October 24th right now is fairly wide open. And So we would love folks to that are interested in being a guardian, which is just an incredible experience to be a guardian. I mean, you've read history, but to travel with a veteran that experienced and to hear the stories firsthand is something that you will never forget. And to see a veteran have the cathartic release that they typically have when they get to reflect at their memorial is, again, something that you'll carry with you for the rest of your life.
And so the October 24th flight, you could use some more guardians. And to be a guardian, they have to pay their own way.
We request a donation. We're not allowed to call it a charge because we're a 501c3. We request a donation typically to cover their own cost. Typical donation that we like to see is $500, Chris, and that will usually cover their cost. You know, costs getting a seat on an airplane can vary, you know, from flight to flight.
Right.
Sometimes we're lucky and there might be a little something in there to offset the cost of the veterans' travel as well.
Okay, and of course, these are a one-day trips. You go up in the morning, you come back at night.
It's a very long day.
Very long day.
Dr. K knows. He was a guardian.
Yes, I didn't sleep. I just stayed up.
There you go.
It was, you know, no, it didn't make sense. We had to be at the airport, I think, at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
That was an early one.
Yeah, we're at zero dark 30.
Zero dark 30.
Yeah, and typically arriving back into Orlando 9:45, 10 p.m. in the evening. Mm-hmm. It's a extremely grueling day,
but a satisfying day at that.
Absolutely.
We get to do a lot. Our trips typically take us to the Arlington National Cemetery to see the Women in Service Memorial and the Changing of the Guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, where we are right down ground level on the tomb, close enough to reach out and touch the sentinels. We then go over to the Iwo Jima Memorial, the Air Force Memorial. We'll go to the World War II, Korea Memorial, Vietnam Memorial. And trying to fit that all into a day is quite a challenge. But I got to say, I think we're pretty good at it.
you jam sort of a lifetime of memories into one day.
Yes, we do.
All right, so stick around. We'll be back.
All right, everybody. Yep, that's right. We're big and brainy. You're listening to the American Adversaries on 660 AM and 105.5 FM now. Christopher Hart is your host. I'm Dr. Ken V. Heck here. We've got Ed Reardon and Jennifer from the Honor Flight. And we're just talking about that for a little bit and all the good things that they do, taking our veterans up to the memorials in Washington, D.C., all done in one day. Hard to believe. It's a whirlwind tour. It's an amazing set of circumstances. The coordination that these people have to put together to make it all happen, to make it flow for everybody in one day, it's amazing. And they're not just the only Honor Flight that's there, are you?
No, you know, there are 150 hubs throughout the country that have the same basic mission as our group. And on the last trip up, I believe there were 15 different hubs from around the country up in Washington that day. And that makes for a really beautiful experience if you happen to be a tourist visiting the World War II Memorial that day to see an influx of Honor Flight folks coming in. And we were even fortunate enough to see Senator Bob Dole in a wheelchair parked out in front of the memorial that day, greeting each and every veteran coming in on an Honor Flight.
Yeah.
And now this Honor Flight, you have a couple of, what did you call them, Triple Crown winners?
Yeah, that's the way I refer to them. I mean, you know, how many folks do you meet that have served World War II, Korea, and Vietnam? And, the Cold War in between, you know, as well.
Yeah.
But we have six of those gentlemen
that will be coming with you this
traveling
time.
With us in September.
In September, yeah.
Wow. One of them, Chris, is 101 years old.
Wow, what's his name?
That's Captain Robbie Robertson, and he was a captain in the United States Navy.
Captain Robertson.
Full bird captain then, yeah, that's good.
How do you like
that? Well, you know my buddy Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, his dad was a Triple Crown winner, and he was also, when he retired after 35 years in the Navy, he was offered the opportunity to be the master chief of the Navy.
Naval officer, right.
No, master chief of the Navy.
The Navy.
Yeah, he was the command master chief in Japan and also down in Puerto Rico, and his next step was to become the command master chief of the United States Navy.
So both Chris and his father served in Vietnam.
Yes, at the same time.
How do you like that?
And it was when Chris got wounded, his dad was on the ship that
they transferred him to.
Well, they transported him to.
Chris also told me that he was the one who would pipe the admirals on board.
Well, no. This is something we just found out. Nobody knew until Chris's dad passed away, Master Chief Bischoff. He was the actual bosun's mate that piped General MacArthur aboard the Missouri for the signing of the surrender.
Wow.
And there's a picture that was kept in the naval archives that they made a photocopy of and gave it to him at his dad's funeral up in Virginia.
We got special people.
Amazing. They're
us.
All over the place. And I used to play golf with that guy.
Now, the U.S. Missouri was the Japanese surrender, right?
That's when, yes. Yeah, the yeah, Japanese yeah. surrender, yep.
And aren't we celebrating the anniversary of VJ Day this weekend?
Yes, we are.
Imagine that.
Boy. Wow. This neat stuff flows out all the time.
And these are the people who go on these honor flights. This is the history, if you go on one of these flights, that you'll be getting to know the experiences that they went through. And oftentimes on these honor flights, these veterans will talk with one another in fashions, I think, Dr. K, that they don't talk normally with their families.
No, it's not going to flow. The conversation doesn't normally flow. Like they won't talk to family about things they've done. They won't talk to even, you know, friends they know in other organizations, like if they're a Moose member or an Eagles or an Owls or something like that. They want to talk to them about that. But you get a group of veterans together, and the stories that flow are just amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, and the things that they did, the accomplishments, you know, and also the hardships, you know, because those are actually some of the stronger memories of what we've had to live through. That they like to, you know, bring back out and say, oh, yeah, well, I was in the Battle of Bulge. And you go, oh, my gosh.
And, you know, the thing that humbles me, Dr. Ken, yeah. is how much they minimize what it is that they did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I, being a student in history myself, I mean, I just think, gosh, if it wasn't for them, for our greatest generation in particular, we'd all be... I don't know, speaking Japanese.
It'd be a lot different.
You know, sure sauerkraut will. Might be the national dish today. I don't know.
Fish, heads, and rice for Thanksgiving.
And spending yen instead of dollars.
Yeah, but just to the man, they will tell you that what they did wasn't important. And even the ones that we would consider the most heroic will tell you that they are not the heroes. The real heroes are the ones that are buried at Arlington at Normandy.
All right, honorflightcentralflorida.org is where you can find out more and help them, or call them at 407-312-90. I'm sorry, do I have the right number?
Yeah, that's
407-312-9056. Okay, that's Jennifer Wagner, Director of Marketing. And the next flight will be September 12th. That's pretty well handled, but they still need some guardians for the October 24th flight. And, of course, they could always use volunteers or donations. So please help out. Also, you got an event coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yes, we are really pleased that a local motorcycle group called Patriots for Veterans is going to be holding a fundraising barbecue event for us between 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock in Fern Park. That's at the American Legion Post 183 on Wells Avenue. And for $8, you'll be able to get some barbecue ribs, potato salad, baked beans, and dessert. Now, you love Honor Flight. You love ribs, you love good barbecue, and you'll love being surrounded by some real patriots that'll include military members, firemen, and cops. And these are some of my favorite folks, and we'd love to have you come out and join us because you'll help us, you'll help support our mission if you can do that.
When is it again and where?
That's going to be Saturday, August 22nd, 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the American Legion Post 183 in beautiful Fern Park. $8 a plate. Come on out and have some great barbecue, mix with some great folks, and support a great cause.
All right. Once again, Honor Flight, great organization. And not you were saying a little while ago that sometimes there are a lot of Honor Flights that converge in Washington, D.C. Do you try to coordinate that nationally?
We actually have to. We work through our national hub because there's 150 hubs throughout the country that do what we do, Chris. There's a lot of coordination at the national level, too. So they know on any given day, and we can look at a schedule, and we can see who happens to be in town that day. And we've seen groups. We ran into a group from Wasilla, Washington, believe it or not. And then an Honor Flight coming out from Wasilla, Washington is a completely different experience, as you might imagine, being
sure.
in a very different time zone. That's a 3-day event. To do an Honor Flight if
is
you're coming
right?
out from Wasilla. So we're blessed, and it's great to run into the other groups from around the country when we're up there.
It's great for the vets to run into the other groups because they get to see more of what Honor Flight's all about. And it's not just going to see the memorials. It's not just getting to spend a day in D.C. It's about honoring.
In all the flights that you've done, have you ever had an instance where you've had one guy that you brought up meet somebody they haven't seen in 30 or 40 years from another Honor Flight group?
As a matter of fact, we had two veterans that ran into each other at the airport. And at this particular trip, they were both wearing buttons that had their service pictures from when they served in the war. They were sitting right across from each other in the terminal waiting to board the very same flight, looked at each other's buttons and realized that they knew each other and had served
amazing.
Together.
And then they looked up and said, "You look like that now?"
Oh, Johnny B. Badd. He always brings such energy to the room. You're listening to the American Adversaries here on 660 AM. And I'm here, Dr. Ken V. Heck here with Christopher Hart, your host across the street there. I just wanted to tack team onto what you had just done with the prayer there. And I want to ask everybody out there to, you know, to say a nice little prayer for, you know, our friend and host Christopher Hart to help console him and get him through everything he's been going through for the last week. Because this didn't just happen, you know, today. This is something he's been feeling for a couple of days. And, you know, you need to know that there are people out there that are willing to just, you know, bow their head and say a prayer for you and to be comforted by that. And you and Cinnamon have such great memories. It's going to be different for you. And I know it's going to be tough, but I know the caliber of man that you are, and you will continue. You will thrive on this and do everything to the best of your ability.
Well, I appreciate that, Ken. I really do. I have to thank the Lord. I've been blessed. I was blessed with 9 good years with little Cinnamon, and you know, and so, and she was full grown when I got her. So we don't know how old she was, but she certainly made my life better over that period of time. And I want to thank, once again, the great folks over at the Westmont Animal Clinic. You know, they really fought hard. They did everything they could. They're very compassionate, very understanding, very explanatory as to what was going on. You know, they're the best. Lisa Medegrano, the vet over there, is just really great. And her assistant, Sarah and Cindy, they are all just as good as they could be. And once again, you know, when you need help for a loved one or your pet, you want to go to somewhere where you know that they're going to get the best of care, and you will find that. I guarantee you, I can testify to this, that you will find that at the Westmont Animal Clinic. So Yeah.
Well, you know, the vets, the people that are veterinarians, I mean, you know, we got doctors of all kinds, as you well know. But, you know, it was once said that the veterinarian has to be the smartest doctor of all because their patient really can't tell them what's wrong.
And that's it. Yeah.
You know, and they're, I've got a friend, well, you know, my neighbor up the street, Mark, and constantly amazed at the amount of knowledge he has and the care that he has for all the animals he takes care of. And it's amazing to see how passionate they are about pets that aren't even theirs.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like, they get so wrapped up in it. Because, well, you know, let's face it, animals enrich our life.
They do.
Yep.
They do. And so, yeah, they, once again, the unconditional love that they offer us, it's hard to duplicate anywhere else. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, 407-774-8255 is the number. And once again, if you can help the folks out at Honor Flight, they're looking for more guardians, and it will be an experience that you will remember for the rest of your life. Dr. K can testify to that.
Yep.
And you can go to honorflightcentralflorida.org, honorflightcentralflorida.org, or give them a call at 407-312-9056. That's 407-312-9056. And if you can't go on the flight, try to join us out at the airport. You know, I know getting up early in the morning is kind of hard for the send-off, but the welcome home is not as difficult because it's usually about 10 o'clock in the evening, and you go out to the airport there and welcome them back. And it really is a nice cap to the day for them, because they think when they get back at the airport, their day's over.
Yeah.
They don't know that there's going to be a crowd waiting for them in the terminal when they're coming back.
There was a crowd. There was a band. Even Congressman Micah was there.
Yeah.
To welcome everybody back. So, I mean, that was nice to see.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. It's a big deal. Okay. All right.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, speaking of big deals, we got our spaghetti eating contest coming up.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I may have somebody from the Shrine coming in here.
Well, I got some news, because we got a contestant. We got another contestant.
Okay.
All right. Now, Reggie Branch has put out the challenge. Okay. And he's kind of representing the American Adversaries show.
Okay.
All right.
He's our champion.
That's right.
Okay.
He's the standing proclaimed champion.
Okay.
And today we got a commitment from one of the Pred Nation guys.
Ooh. Who is it? Who we get?
I don't know his name. Mike called me and, uh-huh. and was just able to tell me that he's got a commitment from one of the
Pred Nation. I wonder if it's Richard.
You happen to know these guys.
I know these people. I was the owner of the Predators. I know these people.
They're
great people. And if it's one of those guys, Reggie could be in trouble.
I tell you, and by the way, they think very highly of you.
Oh, well,
they do. They really do. And, and they're going to be members of the Pred Nation there, cheering and goading, you might say, him on.
So they're going to have their hats on, or the heads, the Predator heads on? Oh, those are neat.
So that's going to be September.
You know what? I tell you, I have a box of Predator stuff. I'll bring to that event to give out because I don't use it anymore. So
okay, all right. So that'll be September the 28th, and the challenge is out there. Now we got, looks like maybe three contestants.
Maybe, yeah, because I was talking to some of the guys at the Shrine last night, and they're like, "Hey, we can field a candidate."
Okay, all right.
So we got some eaters at the Shrine.
I mean, I can imagine.
You know, anytime you have a Shrine event, you have to have two things: a lot of beer, a lot of food.
Okay. Well, there will be both at Cafe Positano, I'll guarantee you that. And we're going to do this on September the 28th. That's a Monday. And, of course, you will be invited. No cover charge. You might want to make a reservation, however, and you can do that by calling Cafe Positano. And don't forget, you can call and place takeout orders, and you can make other reservations there for other events, be it an intimate event or a big party. Their phone number is 407-774-8080. That's 407-774-8080. And September the 28th, we'll do a live remote broadcast. And then in the second hour of the show, along about, I don't know, 6:15, 6:30, we'll kick off the spaghetti eating contest. So that during part of the show, and by the way, there will not be a raised broadcast that night, as it turns out.
Oh, yeah?
So during that part of the show, we'll be calling the contest. So it ought to get very interesting.
It should. Now,
I doubt, however, we'll have a winner by the end of the show.
Are they just going to be eating pasta, or do they have to eat the bread and the salad and the pasta? Well, or how's this going to work?
We're still working all that out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But each person will have, of course, the same thing.
Yeah.
And we're thinking to start off with a pound of spaghetti, dry weight.
Oh, jeez.
So it will be a big pile of spaghetti.
It's going to be a pile of spaghetti.
With sauce and a couple of meatballs.
Oh,
so,
man.
And if anybody can get through the first pound, well, then we'll lay on another.
Now, do they get a choice between red sauce or white sauce on this? These are things you got to think about.
We're working those details out with Pasquale and Lewis over at Cafe Positano.
Yeah.
And so we're putting together the rules.
We got to get some red and white checker cloth bibs for these guys to wear.
I think they're planning on having a hose pipe just to wash the place down with after it's over. But yeah,
that's gonna be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and you, of course, are welcome to come. And so put that on your calendar, please, September the 28th. We've got plenty of time between now and then. The weather should be breaking nice about that time.
Okay. So this is a contest.
Yep.
Is it a contest for a charity, or is it going to be fundraising, or is it just going to be fun, or what are we doing here?
Well, once again, we're working those details out, too. We'd like to make it into a fundraiser where the teams, you know, they get sponsorships for their contestants, their players, so to speak, and then we'll decide on a charity that all the funds will go to.
Okay,
and then we're putting together some prizes for the winner. They'll get like $100 gift card to Cafe Positano, and some other things that we're working on. Certainly, My Liberty Thread T-shirts and all that good stuff.
I bet we could probably get my buddy Mitch to donate a trip somewhere.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Is that right?
Yeah, he does.
All right, well, then there you go.
So I'll just start talking this up because this is going to be fun.
Ah, it is. It's going to be fun. And once again, it's going to be at Cafe Positano. It's going to be on the Monday of September 28th. And certainly would love to see you folks come on out and join us for the remote broadcast spaghetti eating contest. And then when the contest is over, we are going to have the drawing for our American Adversaries Army. Whichever member of the Army gets a chance to go for free on our Come Sail Away With Me cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Which you're booked on.
I'm already booked.
Balcony, yep.
Yep. I just picked up some cigars at Lowball Louie's last night for the trip, actually.
Lowball Louie's?
Yeah, it's right up here. It's in between Cafe Positano and Gators.
In that mall.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to walk down there with you next time we're up there. Maybe that's where Pasquale gets his stogies.
Could be, because they were doing some hand rolling there last night. That's why we were all up there.
Is that right?
They had a guy, Z is his name, and he was hand rolling cigars. So.
You sure they were cigars?
Well, they had the right color tobacco.
Okay.
They had long leaves.
There are no buds in there. Yeah, no buds.
All right.
Okay, all right. So, and then, so that's, if you want to be in the Army, you still have time to get in the Army to be in that drawing. All you have to do is go to our webpage, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, go to the recruiting office and sign up, and you'll be automatically entered into that drawing. So please do that, and it's real reasonable to be a part of the Army for $5 a month. You'll be a part of the Army. You'll get our newsletter, which has discounts and coupons in it that are worth well more than the $5 a month, I'll tell you that, plus great articles. Ken wrote one for the July edition, and lots more stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun, so hopefully you can come out and join us.
Oh, that we will. And Chris, why don't you hang on? We'll get back with you as soon as we get back from the break.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. 407-774-8255 is the number. We had Dave on the line, and unfortunately we dropped him. But, Dave, if you'd like to call back, feel free to do that. And, of course, you folks can call us as well at 407-774-8255. And in just a moment, we're going to be joined by B. Brian Blair. But I'm in the studio today with Dr. K. That'd be Dr. Ken V. Heck.
Yep, here I am.
And he's threatening to bring over one of his Shriner friends for our spaghetti eating contest.
Yeah, we got a couple of them. I think they're going to have a little eat-off themselves to see who is going to take you guys on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe we don't have to restrict it to one from the Shriner, but we'll see. And if there's some other group or somebody out there who would like to be in our contest, and just give us a call here at the station, 407-774-8255. Leave your information with Jeff, and we'll get back with you, and we'll put that together. In the meantime, I see we do now have Brian Blair on the line with us. There's the music. That's right. That means it's time for the Killer Bee. Hey, B. Brian, how you doing tonight?
Brother Killer Chris, what's happening, my man?
Well, good to see you tonight. Good to hear from you tonight. I'm feeling a little blue. My little kitty cat, she left me today, and I've got a big old empty feeling inside right now.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, it's a shame. You know, we hold animals just like we, you know, love animals and care for them like they were our own children sometimes, and they get almost that close, and it's really tough. You know, I my sympathy is with you, my man.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian. I really do. Did you see the debates the other night? Let's start there.
Oh, absolutely. I did.
What'd you think?
Obviously, I thought what America thought. I thought in the opening matches. In the opening matches, I thought Carly Fiorini stole the show. Main event, prime time, there was a lot of people that did good. But I'll tell you what's happening right now, and you know as well as I do, that, you know, Trump is moving, and he's not going to go away. It's just the way it is. People are fed up with the you know, the politician, the status quo, and somehow we, and especially with you, with the power of the radio, the power of the voice that you have, and all around every other radio station and television station that's wants to make America great again, which is a great slogan, by the way.
Yep.
I don't know who gave Donald Trump that slogan. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
But we have got to get the 3 million Republicans that did not vote off their butts and vote. And everybody needs to vote. Republican, Democrat, Independent, everybody needs to get out and vote. And also, we need to make sure that everybody comes together, regardless of whether you were against Trump or you were for Bush or you're against Bush or for Trump or Marco or whoever it is. Ben Carson is a great guy. I can truly see right now. I think the ticket, ideal ticket on the Republican ticket would be either Trump and Fiorini or Trump and Ben Carson. And, you know, outsiders coming to Washington would be a great thing. I really believe that because I've been in politics. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to run a whole county with 30 some odd different departments and balancing a $4 billion budget. So, you know, even though their budget's larger and they have more departments, they have more people to choose from. And if you think about this, maybe you don't like Donald Trump. I do. And, you know, he's successful because he surrounded himself with intelligent people. He's going to take the best person from the military to give him advice to protect our country, which is the number one duty of the president. He's going to take the best financial guide that he possibly can. He's going to be, and he's a master of deals. He will make, I believe that he will make our country great again. He has sold me on that fact, even though a lot of people say he flip-flops a lot and flip-flops a lot. Well, I think his heart is truly conservative and his heart is truly into the American people. I really believe that.
Well, Brian, Dr. Ken here, I'm with you on getting, you know, the old guard out and getting some fresh blood in there, people that actually can go in and try to accomplish something. How difficult, based on your political experience, is it for someone like a Donald Trump or for someone like a Ben Carson to go to Washington without having the political backing of either party and then accomplish things?
Well, that's a great question, Dr. Ken, and it reminds me of an old Dr. Ken Ramey who used to be a manager. But anyway,
I remember him.
This guy would fit that role perfectly, let me tell you.
I had a video production company. We used to videotape some of the earlier WWF stuff. We did a match inside the Armory in Beckley, West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how far back we go. So, yeah, I love what you guys did.
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate that. But let me answer the question.
Go ahead.
And that is, how hard is it for a guy, a businessman, to go in and make a difference in politics? Well,
which, by the way, Brian, real quick, folks, is what Brian did in the Hillsborough County there. You're a businessman that entered politics.
And when you know how to deal with people, and obviously Donald Trump does, or he wouldn't be where he is. And whether you like him or don't like him, we have to get America back on track and be the greatest nation in the world and quit apologizing and doing all the things that were against the founding fathers' principles. That's what made America great. You know, it was the transition from a businessman and a professional sports, coming from a sports entertainment background. It was relatively easy for me because what it is you need to, having a business background, you learn about dollars and cents and good deals. What's a good deal? And the bottom line. And that's what America needs to get back to, especially when we're looking at $20 trillion deficit coming forward, not including unfunded liabilities. But I was able in 4 years. Okay, we got a $4 billion budget to save the county over $1 billion, $1 billion, and that's an audited figure, over a 10-year period. And that was because I was able to, I was able to convince three of my seven peers that my ideas were good, and that's why we have over 1,200 bus shelters built for free. We have senior zones, first place in the world to ever have those. Saves $350,000 per traffic light.
So
it's a relatively easy switch.
All right, okay. Stay with us, Brian. We'll pick up there when we come back, because you just made another excellent point, and that is that if we spend our money wisely, not only will we save it, but we can have more stuff to benefit the populace. We're just not spending our money wisely.
Gee, who'd have thought that about Washington?
Yeah. All right, stick around. We'll have B. Brian Blair still with us on the other side of the break.
A green light here. You're listening to the extended primetime drive time for the American Adversaries on 660 AM. I'm Dr. Ken V. Heck. Across the table from me is your host, Christopher Hart.
Thank you, Dr. K. Appreciate you being here today. That's
right. My pleasure. Thank you very much for the invite, as always.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks, or welcome to the show if you're just now joining us. We appreciate you very much being out there for us as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And we are coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And please do not forget, for the very best in mercury free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. And please don't forget to ask him about his great book, Mercury Free. All right, we've been talking this evening. We talked a while with Ed Reardon and Jennifer Wagner of Honor Flight, Central Florida. And I'm sure most of you people in the audience are aware of the Honor Flight, where they fly. It's a one-day excursion to Washington, D.C. for veterans of World War II, Korea, and the Triple Crown winners, as they call them, men and women who have served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And they have a flight going out September the 12th with six such individuals on it. One, Captain Robin Robertson, 101 years old.
101.
Navy captain.
Navy. It's a full bird captain. That's a four-striper. That's pretty high up there.
That would be a captain of a big ship, I take it.
Yeah, definitely man in charge. That's the next step you make after captain is admiral.
Oh, I did not know that.
I'm sorry, they changed it back. Now it's Commodore.
Commodore, okay.
You're Commodore, then you're
admiral. Yeah. That's Dr. K, who was a Navy man himself.
Yes, sir.
Submariner.
Yep.
Likes to be under the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I couldn't, fly the plane, so I flew under the water instead.
It literally is flying under the water.
And that's what it is. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the Honor Flight can always use your help. Now, the September 12th flight has guardians. Those are people who they have a guardian go with each veteran and escort them around. And it's a great experience for the guardian. You'll remember it for the rest of your life. September 12th is set for the guardians, but they need guardians for the October 24th flight. And they ask you to donate the money to cover your expenses, but of course the veterans are paid for, if you can do that. And if you'd like to be a guardian, go to honorflightcentralflorida.org and sign up, or call Jennifer Wagner. She's the director of marketing for Honor Flight at 407-312-9056. That's 407-312-9056. And please help them out. They're always looking for volunteers, donations, and these guardians. So they have got a flight going out the 12th of September and the 24th of October where they could actually use some help. So please contact Honor Flight. We talked about our spaghetti eating contest.
Yep, contest coming up
on the 28th of September.
Cafe Positano, great
Cafe
food.
Cafe Positano, the best Italian food, best Italian restaurant, all Central Florida, I
really
guarantee you.
So.
Absolutely. Pasquale and his brother Roberto really, really put out the great dishes over there. And who knows, you might see some great dishes in there, too.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, there are some foxy people walking around there.
That's right, especially Thursday's ladies' night. But 407-774-8080 is their phone number if you'd like to make a reservation. Reggie Branch,
yep,
fullback, Washington Redskins,
Super Bowl winner,
1984, I believe it was.
Yeah, well, with Doug Williams. Yeah, was
Doug
the quarterback.
Williams, yep, was the quarterback. They beat the Denver,
yep,
Broncos. You know, they slaughtered the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, it wasn't even a game.
John Elway. Yeah. And, of course, Reg got to go to the White House, meet Ronald Reagan.
Yep, where Reagan fell asleep under the table.
That was at the White House dinner. That's right. He was.
And Reggie got to high five the president.
That's right.
The president, Mr. Ronald Reagan.
And
yes.
So he's our challenger. He's issued the challenge. We now have a commitment from one of the Pred Nation guys, one of the Predators fan club guys. And these guys have been around since the original.
Yep.
Mike McBath brought the team here. Mm-hmm. And, of course,
they're amazing fans. I love them. They're just wonderful people as well.
Great guys.
And they make the best Bloody Marys.
Is that right?
It's a well-known secret.
To wear those hats, they must get in the right mood. But it's going
to
be a lot of fun. Ken's working on getting one of the Shriner guys. They're planning on maybe having a contest to figure out which one wants to come up.
Because,
a preliminary.
Yeah.
So if you would like to get involved in that, you got an organization or business that would like to be involved in our spaghetti eating contest, and we're going to be live doing a live remote broadcast, and we'll start the contest while we're on the air.
Ooh, baby.
All right. Can't guarantee that it'll be over, but we'll start.
I don't know. I've seen those guys eat. No, it won't. It's going to last a while.
Okay. All right. So come on out and join us on the 28th. And when it is over, we're going to draw the winner to our Come Sail Away With Me cruise. One of our American Adversaries Army is going to have the opportunity to go free on our cruise, which will be going out November the 13th. Now, on the line we have with us B. Brian Blair, one of the Killer Bees, one of the professional wrestler, who also became a professional politician, if you will, because not for a long time. Not actually, professional politician is not accurate. I'll let Brian explain, but he was the county commissioner for Hillsborough County. They have a $4 billion budget, and over 10 years, he saved them $1 billion.
Yeah, that's incredible.
This is a guy who's not a career politician.
But like he said earlier, that's what happens when you get somebody that comes in and has fresh ideas, different ideas, that, you know, you're not going to do it the same way it's been done for years and just keep bloating the budget. But you see, that's where having a business acumen comes in, which is why Trump or someone like that would be really good. Carly Fiorina, somebody who's run businesses that had to make tough decisions and make cuts, not just add more taxes to make up more money that we don't have.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to hear more about from Brian on how he did all this stuff.
Yeah. So,
it's awesome.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, Brian. You still there?
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, absolutely. And two quick points. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for serving for us and for all the military people that serve and have served for us. God bless you all. And makes me think of Pasquale and the spaghetti. I wish I could eat a lot. But I really enjoy just being there. But I may do that on the 28th, right?
Yeah, the 28th of September. If you can come on over and join us.
And, I would love to do that, actually.
You can be like the announcer, the ring announcer or something like that.
Can we
spin it around instead of him being the wrestler? He could be the referee.
That would be great. You think of the angle, you think of the deal, and we'll get the people there, and I'll do it.
All right.
But anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about there. A business person is going to get attacked because you're not status quo. You're not within the group, and that's what happened to me. For example, I'll give you an example. We have something called the Environmental Protection Commission in Hillsborough County that was originally formed as the Tampa Pollution Control. They got a slick name. They went from 7 employees to 177 employees, and it's a race to the finish line with Swiftwood, with Southwest Florida Management District. It's a big waste of money. But they beat me up over that, you know, because we have, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers. We have actually four layers of environmental protection, the DEP, the EPA. And to eliminate a $20 million liability, was like I just stole somebody's child to the river. And that's what people need to be aware of when people make statements like Donald Trump, Carly Fiorini, and Ben Carson, and the other good candidates that are out there. By the way, we've got a great field. Look what the Democrats have.
So scary. They got a socialist leading the pack. Can you actually believe that, Brian? They have a self-proclaimed socialist is in the ahead of their polls.
And Bernie Sanders is beating Hillary all over the place. I mean, that lady, I don't think she could be elected to judge a cat fight. But I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to say that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm in a girls fight, you know.
I knew what you meant. Thank you. Okay.
It's going to be a very interesting contest, and what everybody, again, and I can't stress this enough, needs to realize that no matter what happens in the primary, no matter what happens, we have to come together and elect anybody but a liberal Democrat. Otherwise, this is the last time that America will have an opportunity to remain to be the America that we grew up with. You know, they took the Pledge of Allegiance out of the classrooms. That's one of the first things I would do, is to allow each school district and encourage them. But states can make their own choices, and so can the districts. Or I would say to put it in the state's hands. You know, we need to let our kids growing up be patriotic so they learn what the American flag is. Oh, glory, people died and gave their whole lives, their families, their limbs, everything, just for this nation. And we've got people undermining everything we have. Look at Dearborn, Michigan right now, what's happening there.
Oh, geez, yeah.
It's a crying shame. Ask the Europeans what they've done with the radical Muslim community. Yeah, there's a lot of great Muslims out there and a lot of good ones, and so don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the radicals that believe in jihad and all that kind of stuff. We are in trouble in the future because they are planning themselves already all over. So we need good leaders that know how to pick good people, solid people in all branches that they appoint for their cabinet. And I think we have 16 people that are 15, 14 anyway, out of the 17 that would do a good job. But right now, America, I believe, wants outsiders.
Yeah. It certainly appears that way with all of the polling and both parties. And I think that both people in both parties understand in their guts that this country is going in the wrong direction. It's going over a cliff, and it's the career politicians who have taken us there.
It's not just the Democrats.
No, that's a good point.
That's what I mean.
It gets so hard to tell them apart.
Right.
You know, you've got the Democrats, Republicans, but are they just in name? Once they get the position, they all just go along to get along? I mean, I don't know. My uncle, like I said before, was a congressman for 28 years, and the things that I saw happening when I was growing up, I'm still appalled by.
And it still goes on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as you said, B. Brian, somebody from the outside who comes in is really going to be attacked, and he's going to catch it from both sides, mm-hmm. because there are people with vested interests that somebody who really wants to clean things up is going to have to clean things up on both sides.
Yeah.
And they're going to get heat for it. Believe me. I mean, the mainstream media is going to be on them like water on a duck's back. And hopefully it will be like water on a duck's back, because the mainstream media is losing a lot of steam. It's folks like the American Adversaries. It's folks like here in our local 970 with Ted Webb and Jack Harris. These guys preach the same, beat the same drum that I'm trying to beat right now. And from Fox News to even if you notice, CNN is almost at a neutral slant right now. They see what's happening, and they don't want that for their children. The Democrats don't want that for their children. The independents certainly don't want that. America, the way America is heading for their children. I mean, this should be the land of opportunity, and we should be able to go into communities that are disadvantaged and give them a hand up, not a handout. And that's what and people like to hear because it's the truth, and we can still do that. America can still be a great nation, and I just hope things go right.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do too.
By the way, CNN, there is something going on over there because they have teamed up with Salem Media Group, who owns this group of stations here and stations like it all over the country. By the way, the most stations they own are Christian-oriented stations, 24-hour Christian Salem, broadcasting yeah. with Salem. And they've teamed up with CNN for this next debate on September the 26th. And Hugh Hewitt, one of the big talents, national talents on Salem, is going to be one of the moderators. And he promises to make it more like a real debate and less like a, you know, an interview yeah. type thing. Yeah. So
yeah, I believe that. And that's a great move. It reminds me of Jeff here, producer who's in the box right now.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a great Christian he is and a good warrior for Christ. And I'm not afraid to say that I'm a Christian and that I believe in God and I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for sins, but I don't push that down anybody's throat, but I highly recommend you know, as far as people that believe that Muhammad came long after Jesus is their savior and they're into that radical jihad. I mean, we have got to put a stop to that. ISIM is a main a thorn in our side right now, and it puts a lot of pressure on the good Muslim people of this nation that don't want that. And, again, it's going to take strong leadership from the top down to change things, and it won't happen with the status quo.
No, and another thing, that Brian, I think we need to get back is the fact that we don't have to apologize for being Americans. We have
yes.
to, we've got to get that pride back. We've got to get all the respect that we've earned over all these years because we have accomplished so much, because we're free people. We give people the opportunity to succeed. We don't have to become apologetic for what we have because we've earned it. You know, you can come to this country, you can do this and start with nothing and build yourself up into, you know, the best business person you could be, the best seamstress you could be, or the, you know, the best, you know, Pasquale, the best Italian food anywhere. You know?
And once again, and it goes back to you, you complimented B. Brian, Donald Trump on his Let's Make America Great Again slogan.
Yeah.
And that's what Americans want to do. That's what we want to do.
My grandparents came to this country because they wanted to be Americans. They didn't come to this country because they wanted to be Slovaks in America.
Right.
You know, they wanted to become part of the American dream. And they did a fine job.
They did it legally.
They did it legally. I'm second generation in this country. Every one of my brothers and I served in the military.
Hey, Brian, we're going to have to take a break, but if you'll stay, we'll have a short segment on the other side. We got one or two more questions for you if you'll stay with us. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're talking with B. Brian Blair. He's, by the way, he's in Tampa. He's in the Tampa area tonight, if the phone sounds like he's, you know, kind of on the, you know, sounds
I'm
like
he's outside of Charlie's Steakhouse.
There you go. Okay. Well, we won't promise not to keep you too much longer. All right, if you'd like to join us, you can do that as well, folks, by calling us at 407-774-8255. You are listening to the American Adversaries Primetime Drive Time Show on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And we will be right back. Oh, and who would mind that?
She could pin me any day. You know, I can say that because Dr. Burnett's out of town.
All right.
I have 7 more hours of bachelorhood.
Enjoy it while you can, my friend.
I know. I'm going to go home, put in a movie, sit in my boxer shorts, and scratch.
Thanks for telling me that.
You know, I just take it. Give everybody a good visual out there.
If anybody's still left out there, thanks for giving us a call. Give us a call at 407-774-8255. And I want to thank very much Dixie and John from Winter Park. Thank you so much for what the thoughts that you conveyed to me through Jeff. I really appreciate that. I really do. All right, we got B. Brian on, and I only got a couple of minutes this segment, Brian. So can you stay a minute or two into the next segment? Because we want to talk some wrestling with you.
Sure.
First of all, Roddy Piper.
God bless him. You know, Roddy was a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, and I'm very, very sorry that I was not in his services. I went to Dusty's services, so I was unable to go because of previous bookings that I had and
I've never missed a booking, and I really hold that tight. I actually got inducted into the Hall of Fame in Iowa on my anniversary in July 12th, the weekend of the 11th and 12th. And
congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I also won the Lou Fez Award at the same time, so it really was the epitome of my career.
Well, the folks that we've talked to say Roddy was a really great guy out of the ring. Great wrestler, but great guy out of the ring as well.
He really was. And, I mean, he made a movie called They Live. I don't know if you've ever seen that with the sunglasses and all that, but it was I really thoroughly enjoyed that movie. When I went to North Carolina as a youngster, right from Florida, just to take somebody's place who got injured for a couple of weeks, Roddy and Kitty, his wonderful wife, just took me in and treated me like as great as could be, just because of the bond that that Roddy had with the Briscoe brothers, Jack and Jerry Briscoe. Of course, Jack was my best friend. He's deceased now, but I think of him constantly, and I see Gerald all the time. He'll be coming to our vigils lunch on the 28th of August.
All right, hey, Brian, I got to cut you off there because we got a hard break. We got to take this one. But if you'll stay with us a couple minutes, we'll catch you on the other side. But I promise we won't keep you too much longer.
Okay.
All right, folks, we'll be back. The Rays won't be playing until 8 o'clock, so we'll be back on the airwaves. Stay with us, please.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights. Here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Welcome back. Yes, we are the American Adversaries. This is the extended drive time primetime show. Hopefully you're keeping nice and dry out there because it is coming down pretty hard and heavy here. Hopefully you're not on I-4 and you're home safe and sound and you're still listening to us. And we've been talking for the last bit here, I guess you could say, the man, B. Brian Blair. I used to love watching Saturday wrestling. I can't tell you, it's such an honor to be talking to him.
The killer bees.
I'm thrilled. I got goosebumps. I'm giddy.
It's great. You guys are superstars as well. I mean, you guys are great. Get the message out. I mean, that's so important, and you're doing a fabulous job. I love it.
Hey Brian, I want to go back to the debate, the first Republican debate. I can't remember when it was now, a couple of weeks ago, whatever. I tuned in a few minutes before it was supposed to start. You know, it was supposed to start at 9 o'clock. Well, I tuned in to Fox about 8:50, and you had Megyn Kelly, you had Chris Wallace, and you had Bret Baier already at their table, and they were already talking to the audience. So I don't know how long they had already been on the air. But as soon as I tuned in and saw what they were doing, I got the feeling that I was watching Monday Night Raw. Because what happened was Megyn Kelly was basically working the audience, you know, working the crowd into a bit of a frenzy. And it appeared, you know, I've been to Raw events, I've been to SmackDown events here in Orlando, and when it's on TV, they usually come out about 10 minutes ahead of time, say, we're getting ready to go on the air, are you ready to have fun, make sure you scream loud, wave those signs, you know, and kind of prep everybody.
Yeah, it's a crowd warm-up.
Yeah, and I saw the same thing going on at the debate the other night. I thought, how inappropriate, because here we're trying to have a serious debate, you know, although I'm cool with wrestling, I just thought that wasn't the place for it. Brian, did you happen to see that? And if you didn't, would that have given you the same impression?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but it would have given me the same impression. Yes, I did not see that. I'm sure, you know, wrestling is wrestling, doing a serious job of giving the candidates good questions and letting the audience react as they should remain as is.
Yeah. Well, one reason why I think that a number of people that I talked to said they got more out of the first debate earlier in the evening. Now, granted, there were fewer people there. You had six or seven instead of the 10 you had later on. Mm-hmm. But another stark difference was the building was empty. In other words, there was no crowd there. And I'm wondering if a crowd, you know, cheering in a debate, a presidential debate, is really appropriate. Is that, does it add to or detract from what the candidates are trying to do? You know what I'm trying to say here, Brian?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, but and they're told not to. Really, that's why it's strange that Megan would do something like that. Because you have Kasich was John from Ohio. Was a hometown boy, and obviously, you know, people are going to cheer for him, and that does influence the people sitting at home, and it also distracts from the other candidates.
Yeah, I think it sure does. Well, all right, Brian, we'll let you get back inside. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Hey Brian, one more thing before you go.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier about how the we've got some good Muslims in this in a country of ours, and I just like to go on record saying, you know, if they were all like the Iron Sheik, I'd be okay with it.
That's too much. You know, he's still mad at me for stretching him in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
I made him tap out, so that embarrassed the Pan American.
Oh no.
Anyway, you guys, it's always a pleasure. I love your audience. Love you guys and wish you all the very, very best. And keep up the good deed that you're doing.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
All right, Brian. Look forward to seeing you on the 28th.
Yeah. And we'll be talking to you in the meantime. You take care.
You guys also. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right. Once again, that's B. Brian Blair, and he's going to be joining us on a regular basis. And he's got some great insights.
Oh, yeah.
And he does understand the business world. He understands the pro wrestling world, and he understands the world of politics.
Well, I just think it's a great example of what can happen when you get someone who's business savvy that goes in to become a political servant,
yep.
Which is what he did.
Yep.
You know, he didn't go in for a greater glory of him. He already has as much glory as he needed.
Sure did. Sure does.
So he goes in and he goes in and fixes things. And you sit there and go, wow, okay, this works. Have you ever seen the movie Dave?
No.
Really? Kevin Kline plays in it. He actually plays a replacement president because he's a lookalike.
Yeah, right.
All right. But he goes in there and he actually starts changing things because he's got friends that are accountants that look at the budget and go, hey, we did this, we could do this. Well, it's just a really good movie.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, and Brian Blair also mentioned it too, is that one of Trump's biggest strengths is surrounding himself with competent people. Because he understands if you surround yourself with doofuses, you begin to look bad too as a result. Just take a look at Barack Obama. Okay, here's a man who came into the...
No, you're not saying he's surrounding himself with doofuses.
Well,
sorry.
Easy does it there. But you know what I'm saying. He has put people in key positions who are mental midgets.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so unqualified.
So unqualified. Just look at John Kerry and what he's delivered as this Iranian deal. Now, to John Kerry's credit, he had Barack Obama as a boss. And the boss was telling you, get the deal done no matter what it takes. But having said that, John Kerry is a mental midget.
Right. And I agree. If you look back at some of our greatest presidents, look at their cabinets, and look at the brain trust that is in there.
Yep.
You see, and that's the difference between somebody that is willing to take advice from the people that you put in those positions rather than to dictate advice because they think they're the smartest person in the room.
Right. Exactly. Which is, of course, Barack Obama example.
Barack Hussein. Why does everybody drop off that Hussein?
Hussein Obama.
Why does everybody not use the Hussein?
Barack Hussein Obama.
I'm sorry. That's his name.
We should actually call him Barack Barry Satoru Hussein Obama.
Oh, wow. You got them all.
Pack them
that's,
all
but that's
in
just
there.
Way too much airtime for him.
All right. Speaking of airtime.
Yes.
The people at the Salem Media Group would like you to know how you folks think of the way they allocate their airtime. In other words, they'd like to know what you think about their programming. And they're doing a big nationwide survey. And the best part for our listeners, and I'd really like to see one of the listeners in our audience win the $5,000 Salem is giving away. And to get in on their drawing, all you have to do is go to am660theanswer.com. You'll see the Answer Seekers banner right there in front of you. Go there and become an Answer Seeker. There's no cost for this, and basically you'd be put on an email mailing list.
Okay.
And you become an Answer Seeker, and then take the Dreams Come True survey. And they're wanting to know who's your favorite, who's your least favorites, what do you think the station does right, what do you think they do wrong, that type of thing. The Dreams Comes True survey, you take that, and because you will be an answer seeker, you will be entered into the drawing for $5,000. Somebody is going to win that $5,000.
$5,000.
But the only way you can win is to be in. Uh-huh. If you're not in the contest, that's one sure way to
gotta
know
play to win.
You are not
going to
win that $5,000. Mm. So, and I know anybody.
And you don't have to pay anything. Either, right?
No, exactly.
So, you know, this isn't like the lottery.
Right, that's right. And certainly if you like this show or if you have other favorites, this is a way to tell the big dogs, if you will, in Salem Media Group that. And if you don't like this show, here's your chance to tell them that, too.
Yep.
So, and if you do like this show, I hope you will do this because I guarantee you the people who don't like this show are going to do it.
Yeah.
They will take the opportunity to let Manage know they don't like
they
this
don't
show.
Like these guys.
So I need you folks who do like the show to think, you know, maybe I need to go on there and let them know that, too.
Well,
so.
For anybody that says they don't like us, they haven't seen how huge Mike McBath and Reggie are, have they?
They have not.
Okay.
All right. So go to there you go. AM660TheAnswer.com. Become an answer seeker. No cost to that. And take the Dreams Come True survey. You'll get a chance to vent your thoughts about the station. Mm-hmm. And you'll also get a chance to win $5,000. So you folks out there, you know, this is your opportunity to get in on that contest. So please, I encourage you to do that, especially if you like the show. If you don't like the show, forget everything I just said.
Yeah, of course, Nostradamus is kind of huge, and so is Aubrey. So, you know, we're about the smallest guys. Well, you're tall.
Yeah.
I'm the smallest guy.
Yeah, but guys like you who've been in the military, you know all those.
Yeah, we know all the fun stuff.
So, when we come back, we got another segment to go. Once again, you are listening to the American Adversaries. And if you'd like to be a part of the American Adversaries Army, I'd love you to do that too. Just go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, and join up there. Also, Roxy Pacifics.
Ooh, the good stuff.
We were talking about this last night. I realized I didn't say on the air how people could get some.
Oh.
All right, it is good stuff.
Yes,
Dr. K, you use it all the time.
All the time. Every day.
And because Dr. K is a diabetic, and he's always pricking himself with that needle and stuff.
Yeah, you got to do the testing, you know, because you have to if you're diabetic. If you don't do the testing, there's, you know.
I know.
Even though I wear the meter that measures me, you know, 250 times a day, I still have to calibrate it. You know, so I'm still doing all that. And still, look at that. I mean,
when Dr. K first came in here, the palms of his hands, you could tell, you know, with the needle marks.
Yeah, always
you look
always
at the palms of his hands now, you cannot tell.
You can't tell. You
and
really
it's because
can.
Of Roxy Pacifics. It's great stuff. Go to skinfix.us. That's skinfix.us to find Roxy Pacifics. Of course, you can call the Roxys. Their phone number is 619-654-4829. 619-654-4829.
Oh, they're great people. Give them a call. Get some Roxy Pacific.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Once again, it is coming down pretty hard here in Altamont Springs, so if you're out there on the road, be careful and allow yourself a little extra time to get where you're going, because if you're not in wet weather now, you may come upon it at any moment. So please just be aware of that. We want you to get to where you're going safe and sound. Did you hear about the public relation firm in New York that is promoting selfies?
No.
Guess who they hired to help them promote them?
Okay, I'll bite. Who?
Well, just think about it a minute. Selfies.
New York. Chuckie Schumer.
Close. You're close. Think more House of Representatives than Senate. New York.
No.
Selfies.
No.
Yes. Huma Abedin's husband, Anthony Weiner, is working for him.
That's asking for trouble.
Public
We've
relations
We've already seen the selfies he takes. That's why he's no longer there.
Well.
You know, just think of the last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's just it's one of those things in life, right? So.
Oh, man. That's as bad as what they decided today about, you know, being able to sleep anywhere you want.
Say what?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Our Justice Department told everybody in the world, in the United States anyway, that it's okay to camp out on the sidewalk.
I see.
Yep. So you can go park yourself in front of somebody's business and go to sleep, and nobody can do anything to move you.
Well, all right. Well, I'll I'll remember that next time I'm walking home stewed or something.
Had they passed that yesterday, I could have told Bernadette when she called me and said her flight was canceled, oh, just go sleep on a sidewalk.
Oh, she would have really appreciated that.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So she had to spend an extra night in Las Vegas, huh?
I know. It's so rough out there. I'm like, when I go out there, my flights always come back on time. I don't get that. Honey, got to stay an extra night. Flight was canceled. Nod, nod, wink, wink. Yeah. No. Uh-huh. She does. She doesn't gamble. She goes to the shows.
Right.
You know, she took AJ out there to start college and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's like she's complaining that she had to spend an extra night in Vegas. I'm sorry.
Something right about that, right?
It's just something wrong.
All right, speaking of something wrong.
Okay.
Guess who's we've been talking around here about how much trouble Hillary Clinton is in, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was kind of surprised that she even got into the race. I would be even more surprised if she makes it to the finish line, and I'm talking about the primary. I'm not talking about the general. So the Democrats are all, they're having hissy fits because they understand they're in big trouble with this woman.
They don't have a bench.
And then they look and see who's running against her right now. And you got Bernie Sanders, the avowed socialist, as you said.
He is.
Now the other roaches are coming out of the woodwork. Of course, you know, we've been talking about Joe Biden, right? And I think he's the most likely one to actually now get the nomination. But that aside, a couple more roaches are being talked about. One, of course, is John Kerry. That's not getting much attention. For president. And the other is the other guy who lost to W.
Really?
Fat Albert Gore. And boy, has this guy put on the weight.
Oh, he
he has not aged well since he left, the Naval, what is it, Naval Observatory?
Naval Observatory,
that's where the Vice President
lives. Vice President's house, yep.
Yeah, he has not aged well since then, and he has become fat and ugly, and of course, he's still as stupid as ever. But he is talking about maybe making a run for it. It says a lot about the Democratic Party and where they are today, that they're bringing out these relics.
Do you think it's possible that Obama is like orchestrating this, saying, you know, all these people should run because that way none of them get elected, and because any one of them would be able to be better than him, and he doesn't want anybody to be better than him.
Well, I think that's it. I think that's part of it. His ego is that he doesn't want to be bested.
It's not going to be hard.
And he does. But more importantly, I think, to Obama is that the next president reveres him, shows him the proper homage and appreciation, and most importantly, doesn't do away with everything that he has done.
Yeah.
I think that is what...
affect his legacy, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And Hillary Clinton would, you know, he knows that Hillary Clinton is Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
In other words, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if she gets back in the White House, it's going to be Bill Clinton who basically is running the show from behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Now, to a lot of people, that may sound like, you know, good news. But to Barack Obama, that's the worst news in the world, because he knows that the Clintons would make the presidency once again all about the Clintons.
Yeah.
And it would not. Who's Obama? Obama who?
Barack who?
Yeah. Who?
Barry who?
Yeah. The first what?
Yeah.
That will be.
Because Clinton was the first black president.
That's right, according to Chris Rock.
Yeah.
But that will be the reaction that the Clintons will be promoting, you see. And he knows that because he hasn't treated them right. Yeah. He hasn't treated them with respect
he treat right?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
And so he's not going to get it back. And he understands this, too. So he wants someone who has been loyal to him, who he can still manipulate, and who will carry his jockstrap basically for him, and that is Joe Biden.
Because Joe hasn't had an original thought in his entire life.
No,
you know, when he first ran for president, you know, for himself, that's when the plagiarism suit hit.
Right,
you know, because he was taking everybody else's speeches,
right, and rehashing them.
Yep. And sometimes he didn't even rehash it. He stole it word for word.
Word for word. That's right.
Yeah. So,
but it does show the desperate shape that the Democratic Party is in. And by the way, this is not just at the national level. It's also at the state level. It's at the state level here in Florida.
Yep.
And it's at the state level in states all across the country. Because while Barack Obama has been president, yes, he has won re-election. He became president and won re-election. But in the process, from his first midterm on, states have been going red.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's been a big change going on in this country,
yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with Barack Hussein Obama.
And how many of the Democrats didn't want him to go stump for them last election?
That's right. That's
No, stay away. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, but I can see him being on the campaign trail again, this time for the, you know.
He's never stopped campaigning. That's the problem. He's never gone from campaigning to being presidential. He has never taken a leadership position or inspired anybody through his leadership,
which is why, you know, he's not a very good president. Now, he's a good campaigner, but he could never transition over, like you said.
Yeah.
And this is where, once again, where I think a person with the businessman's mentality will be able to take that job and actually be able to do it. Everybody, you're not a politician. How are you going to get along with the Congress and this and that? The person that is smart enough to surround himself with the right people will do just fine.
All the greatest presidents have had the best people around them.
Yeah, you know, we do a Who Said That contest on our Sunday night show, and this past Sunday, our Who Said That contest, the quote was by Ronald Reagan,
uh-huh.
And he said, surround yourself with the best people, delegate authority, and don't interfere.
Yeah.
You know, and Trump is like this. People are asking him these questions, and he's getting more and more specific on policies. But, you know, he said something in an interview the other day that I thought was brilliant. He says, I don't know everything about what's going on in the government, what they're doing with the economy. I don't know everything because they won't tell me.
Right.
He says, and I won't find out until I become president. So how can I sit here and tell you exactly how I'm going to fix everything? He says, what I will tell you is that I will have the best people in the right positions, and we will analyze it, and we will do whatever it takes to fix it.
Yeah.
He says, that's what I do in business. He says, when I go into a deal, I realize that I don't know everything. That's part of making the deal,
yeah.
Is finding things out, knowing that you don't know everything, but then at the end of the day, knowing that you can put the right people in the right places to make something work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do that, you walk away from it.
Yeah.
But that in government, you can't walk away. So what you do is you put the right people in the right places. You tell them what you want. If it doesn't get done, they get fired, and you get somebody else in there to do it. It's that simple, and you just measure them by results.
Yeah. Well, in the peer group that I run around with, my nickname is The Connection.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's because if I don't know how to do it, I typically know somebody who does,
yep.
or someone where I can go to find a way to get it fixed, or whatever it is that they're looking for.
Right.
You know, because, yeah, I don't know how to do everything, but I might know the right person.
And that's,
you know,
what it's all about.
Like, I got a leak in my roof. I have no idea how to fix it, but I know Aubrey.
Aubrey Kahn, Firm so, Foundation Home yeah, Inspections.
So Aubrey's going to get a call.
OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
That's it. Big guy.
All right, that's going to do it for tonight. Once again, thanks for being with us tonight, folks. Thanks again, Dr. K, for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Really appreciate your support tonight, and thanks for all your thoughts out there, folks. I appreciate it. Yes, I'm going to miss Little Cinnamon, but, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you can say.
That's all you can say.
Other than, good night, everybody. It's been a fun night.
Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs.